My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. He rose to the number 3 position in the U.S. Air Force during his time in uniform. He is now a Fox News military analyst. He joins me now to talk about some of the latest news out of Iraq, which is not getting much media attention given the presidential campaign on a couple different fronts, the growing chaos in and around Baghdad itself, and then also the death of a U.S. service member at the hands of ISIS that was revealed by the government today. And, sir, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, as I mentioned, the media has not done a great job of filling folks in on the unrest among the Iraqi people in and around Baghdad, to the point where members of parliament were forced to flee, and even the green zone itself was not considered all that secure in recent days. What's behind all this unrest?
That's a great question. I'll tell you what, it's very disturbing. When we pulled out, this administration fundamentally gave Iraq to Iran. Now, not completely, and what you're seeing right now is that Muqtada al-Sadr, the Shiite cleric, is responsible for creating a greater wedge when the current prime minister wanted to, I believe, make Iraq more independent from Iran. He's trying to interject, so you have a combination of Iranian Shia and Iraqi Shia competing as to who controls the government and who controls Iraq. And that's the bottom line of what's going on over there right now. It's a very dangerous situation. It's perilous, and it's going to be interesting to see where we weigh in this administration. I'm very worried because of their performance in the past, though.
What do you expect from our administration, and do you expect the current Iraqi government to survive?
That's an even better question. I mean, that's the $64 question. Can they survive? And I think that's going to be very questionable right now. They've got their hands full of ISIL, ISIS owning Mosul, their second largest city, threatening Baghdad, their largest city, and Baghdad South are primarily Shia that many are influenced by Iran because of the Iran forces, the Iran military there. And so I don't really know. I think unless we have strong U.S. and allied leadership over there, then we are in danger of clearly losing Iraq completely to Iran.
You mentioned the tensions of the different Shia groups vying for control inside Iraq, and the way the current prime minister is positioning himself with respect to Iran. Overall, how much do you think Iran is calling the shots right now?
Probably 60%, maybe more, but I'll just say 60%. It's more than 50.
What's the right policy to get this back under control, and under control in a positive way for American national security interests?
That's going to be very difficult because we handicapped ourselves by pulling out, losing our influence, creating a break with the Sunnis, and that's why we have ISIS in there, because of the break that Maliki, former prime minister, created. And I do not know if we can do it. It's going to be extremely difficult, Greg. We're going to need American leadership and allied leadership that is presently not around. So I'm very, very pessimistic on it.
Any idea what specific policies would work well? What type of people we need in power there? What other roles folks in the region would play? Since we don't want to obviously put a very big footprint there again. So what would create stability in a positive way? Or is it just a complete mystery at this point?
No, here's what I would do. I would have a very aggressive air campaign, not 8 a day. I'd have hundreds a day. I would take out ISIS right away. I would absolutely destroy them and everything around them. And I would accept the collateral damage that goes with it, because it would be a very short and intensive air campaign. That would show our strength. And then I would whisper to the Iranians, of course, and this is the difficult thing, I'd cut off that money they're giving them. We are arming Iran with nuclear weapons, with ICBMs, and we are funding it. The North Koreans are about to launch this weekend a fifth nuclear weapon. Well, that nuclear technology and those weapons are going to go right on the Iranian ICBMs. So this administration has made a huge mistake, and by trying to let Iran be the dominant force on the Arabian Peninsula, and that's what's got the Saudis, the Jordanians, the Egyptians, everybody upset about. And so I would make sure our power is very aggressive and decisive. Now, by wiping out ISIS, you are sending a clear signal that, number one, the caliphate is no longer there, so you're not going to get all these recruits going down there. They're starting to lose a lot of them as it is. And that's, again, on 8 sorties a day. And so if we had a really good, powerful air campaign using our precision weapons and our intelligence and our dominant knowledge there, we could do that. That would also include taking out the headquarters in Raqqa and other places in Syria. Only then can we start reasserting our strength and our position in the region.
What is the impact of a destabilized Iraqi government on ISIS?
Well, it makes their survival much easier. Because, right, look, I have no complaint that the president isn't sending thousands of U.S. ground troops in, which could clean it up, but then what? And we'd have a $1 trillion bill to rebuild Syria and Iraq. No, that's their problem. And at the same time, I want to have the Iraqis, the Arabs, destroy this radical Islamic group. And so it's very important that they destroy this ideology, that Muslims do it. So I think that that's what we've got to do to make this happen, and to assert ourselves, to make them pick up the responsibility as well as our Saudi and Jordanian and Egyptian neighbors.
In our last couple of minutes here, let's turn to the news that broke earlier today, General, that I know you're aware of, and that's the Defense Department confirming that a U.S. service member was in fact killed by ISIS forces that penetrated through a line where the U.S. Service member, and some reports are suggesting it was actually a Navy SEAL, was officially assisting and advising Kurdish Peshmerga forces. Other folks are wondering whether we are actually now directly engaged in ground combat, but the government won't actually admit that. What's your read on that particular news today?
Well, it certainly indicates that if it was a SEAL or if it was a JTAC, an Air Force forward air controller, they are up in the front lines. I'm not surprised by it. They have been doing this in a very gradual way. And so, although the administration does not want to admit it, I think it's obvious to most people when you're putting those kind of numbers and those kind of forces in there as advisors, particularly up at the battalion level, that you're going to have these kinds of incidents, particularly if you get a breakthrough. Again, where was the air power to stop that effort? Why didn't we know what was going on down there? That's my concern. We should have airplanes airborne 24/7 that could immediately respond to these kind of attacks.
Well, we'll leave it there for now. Sir, as always, good to have you with us. Thanks for your analysis.
Thanks, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. He is now a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.